FM 74 WCXZ. Good morning. It is 30 minutes after the hour, and we're pleased to welcome Dr. Theresa Cerulli to the program, a Harvard neuropsychiatrist and ADHD expert to the program. Good morning, Doctor. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you aboard.
Good morning, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we appreciate you very much. ADHD is something that affects a lot of people, not only in Upper East Tennessee, southeastern Kentucky, the western part of Virginia, but I guess maybe around the world, especially across the country. And it's back to school time. Some schools have already started. Some will. Some in the our location will start a little bit later. And this becomes a hectic time for families in general. But this time of year is an especially hard adjustment for children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. Transitioning from a relaxed summer schedule to earlier mornings and indoor classroom learning activities can be difficult for children with ADHD. Harvard neuropsychiatrist and ADHD expert Dr. Theresa Cerulli joins us this morning with tips to help parents better prepare to advance of the new school year. Doctor, I mentioned it's going back to school time. We start a little bit earlier sometimes in the South. Some schools are already back in session. What are the most common and difficult challenges during back to school time for children with ADHD?
So, good morning, Tom. And let me start by saying you're absolutely on target when you talked about the how common ADHD is and the number of people this affects. There are 6 million children in the U.S., or approximately 11% of children in the U.S. that have ADHD. And in Tennessee, your statistics are right on target. It's 11.1% on target with the national statistics, that is, 11.1% of kids in Tennessee that have ADHD. So you are, we're right, hopefully helping a number of families in your area with our discussion this morning on ADHD and the back-to-school time.
We're talking with Dr. Cerulli. How do you suggest parents prepare for the school year if they have a child with ADHD, and especially their relationship with their teachers?
Yeah, very, very important. Treating ADHD really takes a team approach. And so, Mom, Dad, you are the leaders of the treatment team, and you are the experts in your child's ADHD. ADHD, the three core features, or three core symptoms, are inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity. And how those three core symptoms are impacting home, work, and school can be different from child to child and adult to adult. Also, adults have ADHD. So this issue about back to school is an important one. Kids with ADHD often have a hard time with structure. They have trouble with organizing and planning and time management and rote mundane tasks. So sometimes it feels like putting a square peg in a round hole here. Talking to your teacher is also part of your treatment team. I mentioned Mom, Dad, you're the leaders, but the teacher is such an important part of the treatment team. They really want to help your child do well and figure out how your child best learns in the classroom setting. So any information you can share about those symptoms of inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity that you see at home, what you've seen as well regarding strategies that have worked at home with your child and strategies that have worked in the classroom last few years with your child, any of that knowledge that you can impart this year for your teacher would be extremely helpful. So see if you can schedule a meeting a week or two before school starts, or if not, at least shortly into the academic year, and really try and plan and collaborate with what works best.
Dr. Cerulli is board certified in psychiatry and is a board certified psychiatrist and on staff at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, and has been in clinical practice for 15 years. We mentioned the teacher. What about the child's doctor? Should the parents approach the doctor about maybe helping manage the back-to-school transition?
Yeah, absolutely. Your doctor is another important person in your child's treatment team. And as much as you are the expert in your child and how your child's symptoms present at home and in school, hopefully your doctor can contribute from the medical perspective about updates in the ADHD field. And, you know, we certainly have come a long way in our understanding and awareness of ADHD over the years that I've been in practice, and also new developments and treatment options for treating ADHD, both pharmacologically and non-pharmacologically.
Are there degrees with ADHD that one child might have a stronger attention deficit and a little more hyperactive than other children with the same disorder?
You're absolutely right, Tom, and that's why it can be so confusing. People use the terms ADHD and ADD, and they're really one in the same. ADHD is really the correct terminology. It's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and ADD is more of a slang term. Attention deficit disorder without the H or without so much H are the kids that have more of the inattentive symptoms and less of the hyperactive symptoms. So it is one condition, but it presents with, to different degrees in different children, those three core features.
I remember back a long time ago when I was a youngster, oftentimes parents, but they probably never heard of ADHD. They just thought the child was a daydreamer, thought the child was a little bit on the lazy side, but that wasn't true at all, was it?
Right. We were, as I said, we've come a long way in the understanding in the field and psychoeducation of ADHD, which is a medical condition. It's not even a learning disability. So as I said, talk with your doctor. Your doctor hopefully can be a good resource in terms of the evolving knowledge in the field and in medication management.
Before time gets away, Dr. Theresa Cirulli is our guest. We're talking about ADHD. What would you like to share with us that we haven't discussed?
So there are, I mentioned about talking with your doctor because there are new developments, and I've been working with a company called Neos Therapeutics that has a medication that they've developed, which is an extended-release orally disintegrating tablet. This is a tablet that dissolves in your mouth and is swallowed. It does not require water. And it's FDA approved now for children ages 6 and above, so for adult use as well. And remember that ADHD medications, or some ADHD medications such as this one, which is Adzenys XR-ODT, they are controlled substances, so they do carry the risk of abuse and dependence. So I want to remind parents to please, please keep the medications in a safe place to prevent misuse, and do collaborate with your doctor.
I think I forgot one of the more important questions, and that is, where can parents and anyone else interested in this particular topic, where can they go to get more information?
So besides talking with your doctor, there are websites for general information on ADHD. I recommend CHAD, which Children and Adults with ADHD, is a resource. And there's AdzenysXRODT.com for more information with regard to the medication we've been discussing.
We appreciate you for joining us. You've got other interviews you have to do. You've given us a wealth of information to think about. And come back and visit with us again. It would be an honor for us. Be our pleasure.
And my pleasure to be with you this morning, Tom.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. AM 74 WCXZ, Dr. Theresa Cirulli.